You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders in 2020? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, let's continue. First and Goal. We look at a team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then this past season they just missed out on the NFL postseason. We now preview the Los Angeles Rams with Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Rams wide receiver Isaac Bruce. Isaac, appreciate you doing this. Let me first start you off. When we look at the Rams, all eyes are on the quarterback in Jared Goff. Do you believe that Jared Goff is the franchise quarterback for the Rams?
Well, I think all eyes should be on Jared. I mean, I think he's in a position where he's proven some things in a short time in the league. I mean, he's taken a team to the playoff, won a couple of division titles, getting better every year. I think he's starting to separate himself from, you know, that term that people throw around as him being a system guy, you know, being helped by Coach McVay. I think this is the season where he really, really separates himself from that and has a really outstanding season.
When you look at the weapons around him, you have two 1,000-yard wide receivers in Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. But the running back position, no more Todd Gurley. With the running backs not being strong this year, how do you kind of interpret that running back room, and how does that really affect Goff this year?
Well, to be honest, I feel like the L.A. Rams got the steal of the draft in Cam Akers. He's a really, really formidable running back, a guy I saw play a lot at Florida State. He was kind of under the radar because, you know, Florida State was going through a transition and didn't play many national televised games. But every time I watched the game, Cam Akers, he stuck out. So I think he'll be the real steal, the guy that's kind of under the radar for the Rams. And I think he'll have a really good rookie season. Couple him with, you know, the third-round pick from last year. Henderson out of Memphis. So I think that combination would be real good, but I'm looking forward to seeing the evolution of Everett and Higbee, the two tight ends combinations that we have, and really seeing how these guys can start to evolve and get the ball and do something with it. So I'm excited about seeing that.
Isaac Bruce, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, here with us. Let's get to the next down, previewing the Rams. All right, Isaac, when we look at the wide receiving room, no more Brandon Cooks. Cooper Kupp still there, Robert Woods as well. As a Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver, what do you really love about Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods?
Just their competitive greatness. I think the two of these guys, with the addition of the rookie Van Jefferson out of Florida, is going to be awesome. I think these guys all play at the same level. They all have the same ability to take the top off the defense. Cooper Kupp is really good once he gets the ball into his hands. Robert Woods, you can do a lot of different things with him, from intermediate stuff, taking the top off the defense. He's a guy that you can run a reverse with. So, you know, the defense really has to find him every time he breaks the huddle. Just that group within itself, I think, is a really good group. They have a lot of incentive to play for this year, Cooper Kupp being one of them, this being his contract year. So I expect to see a lot of great things from that group.
We keep on talking about Antonio Brown and where he could fit in. He's going to be suspended for 8 games. Yeah. You keep on hearing the Seahawks and the Ravens. Should a team like the Rams make a move at Antonio Brown?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about one of the premier wide receivers from the past decade that we had, a guy that was very productive. I think a guy that has started to, you know, make the turn, the 180-degree turn that's required to be a part of a team, which I feel he wants to be. So, you know, we've done some things in the past, reached out and got guys that other people may seem controversy and brought them in the fold. I think Les Snead should reach out, see the interest, and maybe bring him in at least for a workout. But a guy of that caliber, man, I don't think you have to work this guy out, because he's a hard worker, great work ethic. He's very productive, like I mentioned. And I think he'll challenge the people in his room and take the Rams to a different level.
Why do you think he's changed? Because we've heard that he's wanted to retire. He said he's retired. Then you find out he doesn't want to retire. You have a bunch of stuff off the field. And then we saw it ended in Pittsburgh, and we thought it was getting started with the Raiders, and that never ended up happening before going to New England, and then they released him as well. When you just look at AB, why do you think he's changed, in your opinion?
Well, I think football has probably been a part of his life. I don't know this for sure. You know, probably from his youth. I mean, I'm talking maybe 8 years old. He's been playing football every fall. So just to have that taken away from him, I mean, that tends to make a person sit down and just reflect on career choices, life choices, and, you know, just the results and the fruit that you bore. So I think from that standpoint, anybody, you know, being in their right mind, can make life adjustments to do something that they love to do.
Let's get to the next down, Isaac Bruce. All right, so Sean McVay has been so impressive. 3 years in the league as a head coach, went to wild card round his first year, Super Bowl the second year, and last year was still above 500, but they missed out on the postseason at 9-7. This is the first adversity Sean McVay has really faced in the National Football League, missing the playoffs a year ago. How do you think the Rams coach responds this year?
Well, I always think this is when it gets good, when you get a little pushback on, you know, the stuff and the things that made you so. And, you know, you have some great coaches that are in the division, the NFC West, up in San Fran, up in Seattle. It's challenging. So these guys, you know, they are on scholarship too. And these guys, some of these guys, Carroll, he's a defensive guy. You know, he cut his teeth from stopping offenses and stopping guys with a mindset like Coach McVay. So it's going to be up to Coach McVay to come out with a couple more wrinkles. I mean, make sure we get that running game going like we should, put a priority on it, and make sure we have some attempts running the football. I mean, that's the name of the game. Anytime you want to go deep into the playoffs, at some point in time, you're going to have to just line up in a 9-on-7 formation and try to run the ball down somebody's throat and not be shy about doing it. So I think that'll be Coach McVay's approach this year. And I think we have the guys up front, Whitworth and those boys, and Cam Akers can make it happen.
This duo of McVay and Jared Goff, what is it to you? When you define that duo, how do you define them?
Well, I look at it as still being new. It's still fresh. I think you got two young guys who are willing to compete, not only with each other, but against each other as far as being creative. So I think there's still room for improvement. You know, you got duos all over the league right now, Mahomes and Andy Reid, the kind of the standard right now. So I think the two guys, McVay and Goff, maybe sitting back, learning from some other guys and just coming up with things of their own and making sure that they're mentioned when you mention great duos like that throughout the league.
Let's get to the final down. Wade Phillips no longer there. Brandon Staley now the defensive coordinator. When you look the Rams overall as a team in that division, which is a very tough division with the Seahawks, the 49ers, and the Cardinals as well, how do the Rams match up with the rest of this division, in your opinion, Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce?
Well, he definitely has his job cut out for him. You know, I think we have the best player in football on the defensive side with Aaron Donald. You know, couple him with Jalen Ramsey, which brings, you know, a unique approach to the game. He's able to shut down your best wide receiver, take away one-third of the field, and allow the new defensive coordinator to, you know, be a little bit more creative with his approach to defense. I mean, I think he can be a little bit more offensive from the defensive standpoint with blitzes and some exotic stuff, you know, with players like that we have on our team. So it'll be interesting to see. We're playing in a division that likes to run the football. Let's just be real about it. San Fran, they like to run the football. Seattle, they like to run the football. So it's all about being able to run the ball and stop the run. So that's the name of the game. And being able to put guys in a position where they can be successful. I think Ramsey makes it easy for a defensive coordinator. Guys like Aaron Donald, they make it easy. Brockers, who's been there for a while, you know, these guys make it easy for a defensive coordinator because he can come in and he can trust these guys and get other guys prepared to play.
Did you say Aaron Donald was the best player overall in football, in your opinion?
That's what I said.
Why not Patrick Mahomes?
Because I like Aaron Donald and I'm a homer.
Well, at least you're being fair. When I see the top 100 list, and we all know how great Donald is, the last 2 years I've just been annoyed that Mahomes has been just slightly behind Aaron Donald. But if that's the response you want to give me, there's not really much I could argue with that. Let me ask you one question about Arizona. That wide receiver group this year, mm-hmm. you have Kupp, you also have DeAndre Hopkins, and you also have now Larry Fitzgerald still there. With that trio, I absolutely love that wide receiver group in Arizona. How about yourself?
I think it's an interesting bunch. I think there's a lot of guys. One guy in particular, Kirk, I think he's...
Christian Kirk, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I said Cooper Kupp, my bad.
Yeah, he's ready for a breakout season. And I think, you know, he's been there for a while. I don't know what his contract status is, but, you know, being around some of the greats like Hopkins and Fitzgerald, I mean, I'm sure he's learned a lot about the position that he's playing. So it's just gonna be important how they can keep the quarterback on his feet. I mean, not have to have the guy running all over the place, and that's all up to the offensive line and their coaching. So it's going to be tough. I think for a lot of teams around the league who don't put a priority on the running game, because it's going to take some time for that offensive line to gel. And, you know, defensive ends and defensive linemen, you know, these rushing linebackers, blitzing linebackers are going to be chopping at the bit to get after the quarterback. So if they can hold up front with the passing attack being a priority for them in Arizona, we'll see what happens.
You scored a touchdown. We're going for two. I got two more questions for you, Isaac Bruce, and I should not be surprised that you scored a touchdown. You're a Pro Football Hall of Famer. This year it's an unprecedented season with all that's going on in the world. How would you approach this season? Would you definitely be playing this year when you had that decision to make if you were still playing?
Yeah, I personally, me, I think I would play. I would encourage other guys about playing. I think that from a leadership position, this is big time unconventional. So there should be some unconventional solutions that should be brought forth. Being a faith person. I'd make everyone learn Psalms 91, which talks about protection, and just have it in your locker. And we all repeat it at the same time, go out and play, and do it from week to week. That's just my opinion.
And then finally, you're going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The ceremony, unfortunately, because of all that's going on in the world, did get delayed. How'd you react to that news? Obviously, you're thrilled to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but you got to wait another year now with all that's going on.
No, it's fine. I mean, I was informed that I don't have to give the jacket back, don't have to return the bus. I can keep the ring and everything. So it's postponed, not canceled. I mean, it still gives me an opportunity to be grateful and to thank a lot of people that helped me on the journey. So they've promised me that we'll have that moment, and I'm patient enough to wait for it.
You and your family doing all right during all this?
Absolutely, man. We're well. Our friends and family, everyone is healthy. And we're all helping other people right now.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to preview the Rams. Thanks so much, my friend.
No problem.
There's Isaac Bruce, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. My favorite answer there. The stuff he said Antonio Brown was interesting, also Jared Goff as well. But when I followed up, did you say Donald was the best player in football? Because I'd rather take the quarterback than the defensive lineman. And he goes, well, yeah, I said it because I'm a homer and I love the Rams, and that's my guy. 37 past the hour. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back with a big bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.